This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning about a Trump ally expected to testify today in the hush money investigation in New York.
As Donald Trump calls for protests over what he predicts will be his arrest in a New York investigation, the grand jury hearing the case expects yet another witness today. Bob Costello, a lawyer who worked with Michael Cohen and is now a Trump ally, could make the case the former president should not face criminal charges over hush money payments to women, including Stormy Daniels, during his 2016 campaign. That's according to someone who insisted on anonymity. Over the weekend, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg sent an email to staffers ensuring their safety, saying his office would not be intimidated, but not referencing Trump. Julie Walker, New York.
Now to those banking worries. Remember Signature Bank, the bank that failed? Well, now its 40 branches will be known as Flagstar Bank after New York Community Bank agreed to buy a big chunk of Signature Bank. Flagstar is one of New York Community's subsidiaries. And then there's the troubled Swiss bank, Credit Suisse. It's being bought by its bigger rival, UBS. The deal orchestrated by worried regulators, says the AP's Donna Warder.
Shares of Credit Suisse dropped 63% in early trading on the Swiss stock exchange after UBS announced a nearly $3.25 billion deal orchestrated by regulators to stave off further turmoil in the global banking system. Swiss authorities urged UBS to take over its smaller rival after a plan for Credit Suisse to borrow up to 50 billion francs failed to reassure investors and bank customers.
They're going to talk about Ukraine over dinner, Russia's President Putin and China's Xi Jinping. That's what the Kremlin says as she arrives in Moscow for a three-day visit. Four people killed early Sunday in a wrong-way car crash east of Los Angeles. This is AP News. The White House focuses on mental health in an event today. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Ted Lasso cast will be at the White House today to promote mental health. The Emmy-winning show's third season started streaming last week. Today, Jason Sudeikis and several co-stars will meet with President Biden, whom a White House official says has seen the Feel Good series and is familiar with its message of hope, kindness, and empathy. The meeting's aimed at discussing the importance of addressing mental health to promote overall well-being. The president's been calling on lawmakers to boost efforts toward fighting what he calls a mental health crisis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods was tops at the box office over the weekend, although it was expected to do better than it did. Coming in second, Scream 6. Creed 3 is in third place, with 65 at number 4. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.